The most challenging game on SIU's basketball schedule this season was played just before Thanksgiving against the Louisville Cardinals, a college basketball powerhouse and member of the prestigious Atlantic Coast Conference. SIU's game with Louisville, however, lost much of its glitter when a major scandal cast a dark shadow over the Louisville program. While a number of college basketball programs have been caught up recently in the swirl of a bribery scandal, the charges of misconduct leveled against Louisville coach Rick Pitino were so egregious that he was fired before the 2017-2018 basketball season even began. At first glance, there appears to be no other team on SIU's schedule as attractive as Louisville. But if Saluki fans take a closer look, they'll find a matchup scheduled in Las Vegas just days before Christmas with the Duquesne Dukes. A small Catholic university, located on a bluff just south of downtown Pittsburgh, Duquesne is currently one of the weaker teams in the mid-level Atlantic 10 Conference, but in the 1950s, it played a major role in the history of college and professional basketball. In 1950, after an All-American career with Duquesne, Chuck Cooper became the first African-American named in the NBA draft when the Boston Celtics selected him in the second round. He missed being the first African-American to play in the NBA by one game when the Washington Capitals, with West Virginia State's Earl Lloyd in the lineup, opened the season a day ahead of the Celtics. In 1955, African-Americans Dick Ricketts and Cy Green led nationally ranked Duquesne to a national invitation tournament victory against a powerful Dayton Flyers team. At the time, the NIT was considered more prestigious than the NCAA tournament. In that game, Ricketts and Green scored all 35 of Duquesne's first half points. Green ended up scoring 33 and Ricketts 22 points in the Dukes' 70-58 win over Dayton. Duquesne's Dick Ricketts and Cy Green made basketball history when they became the first players from the same college team to be the top pick in the NBA draft in consecutive years. Dick Ricketts was drafted number one by the Milwaukee Hawks in the 1955 draft. The Rochester Royals made Cy Green the number one pick in 1956. Dick Ricketts ended up playing his first year of professional basketball in St. Louis when the Hawks moved the franchise from Milwaukee for the 1955-56 season. A few years later, he also played professional baseball in St. Louis. After signing a contract in 1955 with the Cardinals and spending four seasons in the minor leagues, he pitched for St. Louis in 1959, going 1-6 in his only year in the major leagues. Dick Ricketts' brother Dave was a starting guard on Duquesne's 1955 NIT championship team while only a sophomore. In 1957, he too signed a professional baseball contract with the St. Louis Cardinals. He made his debut with the Cardinals in 1963 and spent several seasons with the team, mainly as a backup catcher to Tim McCarver. He was a member of the 1967 World Series championship Cardinals before being traded in 1970 to the Pittsburgh Pirates. The most valuable player in the 1955 NIT played his basketball at St. Francis, a small Catholic college located near Pittsburgh. African-American Maurice Stokes was such a gifted athlete that he was the second player selected in the 1955 NBA draft just after Dick Ricketts. Another outstanding player in that 1955 NIT tournament was the University of Cincinnati's Jack Twyman, who, like Stokes, grew up and played high school basketball in Pittsburgh. In 1958, Stokes, Twyman, and Dick Ricketts were teammates on a Royals team that had recently moved from Rochester to Cincinnati. In the last regular game of the season, Stokes, now a rising star, crashed to the floor and banged his head so severely that he became paralyzed from the neck down. Ricketts was so shaken by Stokes' injury that he retired from professional basketball. In one of the most inspirational stories in sports history, and my wife Anita's favorite, Jack Twyman, Stokes' white teammate, took over Stokes' guardianship and raised the money to cover medical bills. Stokes never gave in to his paralysis, and through rigorous physical therapy, recovered some feeling in his limbs. Before he died in 1970, at the age of 36, he was able to appear at fundraising events. In 2004, when Maurice Stokes was inducted posthumously into the Basketball Hall of Fame, Jack Twyman accepted the award on his behalf. This is Pete Peterson for WSIU Radio.